to your seat. Amen. Amen. Thank God for just the thought of what he's done. It can leave you speechless at times. Well, today, it's very befitting, that word, Stu's song. And I want to do something today, again, that God has placed in my spirit. And a few Sundays ago, God led us to declare it Praise Sunday in July. And here we are again on this fourth Sunday in August, and I'd like to make another declaration if I can. I want to declare today as encouragement Sunday. Encouragement Sunday. I tell you the reason why. And there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And the saints of God, if you are like where I am, you need to be in touch. I don't care how holy you may think you are. I don't care how much scripture you may think you know. I don't care how many rough sides of the mountains that you have come up on, that everybody needs to be encouraged. Is that all right? I mean, I don't care. I am just of the persuasion that I have been down too long. And Satan wants to keep you down. But the ones that believe, the one that know who God is, the one who knows that the author and the finisher of their faith know that you can be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. Three scriptures that we want to list in your hearing today. Three scriptures. The first scripture, and we'll walk through this with God's help. The first scripture is 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11 in the English Standard Version. And it simply says it this way. It said, therefore, encourage one another and build up one another just as you also are doing. That's number one. The second scripture comes from Hebrews 3 and 13 in the King James Version. It says, but exalt one another daily, while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And the third and final, it says, 1 Samuel 30 and 6, the King James Version said, David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because of all the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughter. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Amen. Amen. Pray with us if you will. God our Father, we thank you again for your day that you have given. We cannot do it without you. Meet us where we are. Help us to do what's necessary for your people to be lifted to a place where only you can lift them. Do it in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. This is a little praise message, a song to sing. I sang because I'm happy, Lord, I sing, because I'm free. Oh, his eye is on the sky. Oh, somebody know it. He said, and I know where he was. Isn't that encouraging? Just me. Come on, sing it one more time. Well, I sing because I'm happy. Oh, Lord, I sing.
anybody just to say, well, I heard the voice, voice of Jesus. Anybody ever heard? That's encouraging. He said, come on.
Sometimes they'll take you someplace that some of these new ones won't take you, and they keep you some places where the others won't keep you. Because I don't know how you feel about it. When you get down and discouraged, you're going to have to say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help that I know. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. A word of encouragement today I would like to declare. Well, I like to do this now. This is going to cause some of us to have to do something today that you don't really want to. I say you don't want to do. But I want you to agree with me on one thing. That everybody, no matter their age, their spiritual or non-spiritual belief, their religious practice, their race, their creed, their height, their eye color, their hair texture, the way they look, the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they get up, the way they sit down, everybody needs a word of encouragement. Everybody agrees. It's like, can I get an agreement? 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 Well, if that be so, and since you all have agreed, you know, I want you to do something for me. I know some came in not wanting to do anything extra today. Not really touchy-feely. You know, sometimes we come to church and we just want to be entertained. And that's true. And sometimes we come and we just want to receive and be a sponge and soak everything up. But don't you know that you have just as much power in the pew sometimes as you have in the pulpit? There's power in the pews. But do this for me, if you will. Do this for me, Will. Three things I want you to do. You all to stand, first of all. Everybody stand. It won't move you out of your seat. If you can stand, if not, that's okay. But I want you to hug the person next to you, whatever side you choose to, and just hug them and say, be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged. Be encouraged, be encouraged. Be encouraged, be encouraged. That felt good? That felt good. Now you look good. That felt good? That felt... Give God a hand and clap for that encouragement. Okay? Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Now, what I want you to do is to turn to somebody else and say, thank you for the encouragement. Just hug them and say, thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You don't know what you just did for somebody. And the last thing I want you to do is just to take your arms and rub them around yourself.
and say, I feel encouraged. I feel encouraged. Tell yourself, I feel encouraged. I feel, pat yourself on the back and say, I feel encouraged. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God our Father. Now, the Bible, there's basic instructions before leaving earth. There's basic instructions before leaving earth. The Bible has very, very many scriptures that give good encouragement words. You see, God knew that on this life journey that we were traveling, that you were going to need some words of encouragement. He knew there was going to be peaks and valleys, there's going to be mountains that you were going to have to climb, there were going to be things that you were going to have to contend with, and he knew that you were going to need some encouragement. That's why he provided you with the word of God. Now, here's a few favorites that I'm sure you all may know when it comes down to things that will encourage you. First one said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. That's encouragement. Yea, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. That's encouragement. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You've heard that many times. That's an encouraging word. I will lift up my eyes towards the hills which cometh my help, for all my help comes from the Lord. That's encouragement. Would you agree that those are some encouraging scriptures? And more times than not, most of us have used those some way or somewhere down the line. Those have been very familiar to us when it comes to encouragement. These scriptures, when they are applied correctly and interpreted spiritually, are designed to lift and to encourage the believer. So much to the fact that when you recite these scriptures and when you say them with authority, you should leave wherever you are walking, shouting from the top of your voice that I am encouraged. I can continue. I can do all things through Christ, and all things are working together for my good. If I use those scriptures correctly, if I apply them to my everyday life, nothing that's formed against me shall prosper. I'm trying to. I want to be encouraged. I'm encouraged. Tell somebody there's a but coming. But every time I turn on the TV, I listen to the radio, leave my house, driving in my car, riding on the bus, up on my job, when I come back home from a hard day's work, something that I have seen, something that I've heard, or something that I've encountered borders on the line of discouragement, thus leaving very little room for encouragement. Would you agree? Every day is something. Unless you live on Mars, as long as you live in this earth, every day is something. Going to lead you towards discouragement, leaving very little room for encouragement. But there's another but. But God. He promised never to leave me, nor forsake me. Long as I seek him first and his righteousness, all. Somebody say, all. Other things shall be added. That's encouragement. But Satan don't care anything about you knowing the word of God. He don't care how good you can recite it. You convert it to memory. He has been set on a task to discourage you. But I here declare today that today will be an encouragement Sunday. I want somebody to help me encourage somebody else. I say all things work together for the good for them that love the Lord. And then I continue to live on this journey. I can say like my grandmama used to say, is that I can run on now to see what the end is going to be. Because there's some things at the end that's waiting on me. Satan, hell hounds on my trail, but thank God for Jesus that he's walking with me daily. And if I put my faith and my trust in him, then I can be encouraged daily that no matter what you try to throw at me, no matter what that Satan's trying to throw, I'm going to be encouraged in the Lord. All at one time. And then we're going to walk through three things. First thing is how to encourage. Second thing is how to be encouraged. And then the last thing is how to encourage yourself. Three things. First Thessalonians, the first one we chose. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another just as ye also are doing. So how do we encourage? How do we encourage? So somehow encouragement has become confused with complimenting. Now, whereas complimenting is some form of encouragement, is not the substance of encouragement. Encouragement is a little deeper. It's nice to say, oh, you look nice today. Oh, that's a nice car that you're driving. Girl, your hair is flat. Man, that suit is laid on you. These are compliments. They are designed to make you feel good. But by the time you park your car, by the time you get home, by the time you take off your clothes, by the time you wrap your hair, by the time you throw on some knock-around clothes, by the time you have done all of that, you have forgotten all the encouragement you got while you was at church. Well, I meant all the compliments. Because those are compliments. True encouragement lasts longer. It means that you are going to give them someone's support. You're going to provide some wisdom, some guidance. You're going to try to help somebody develop themselves to where God wants them to be and not where man wants. Notice I say help them develop themselves to where God wants, because when you try to get where man wants you, you're going to disappoint God every time. And most of the time, you're going to disappoint yourself because you're trying to impress somebody that really don't need to be impressed. If you truly want to know how to encourage yourself, you can't rely on other folks. Try to please them and to do what they would have you to do. Yeah. It's nothing worse than trying to encourage somebody from a worldly perspective. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're trying to move and help people to get better, to grow better, but if they don't grow and do better, you can't help them because you are not seeking God in what you're trying to get them to understand. When you encourage people from a godly perspective, it means that sometimes you have to tell them something they don't want. That's true encouragement. It means that you may have to go some places in their history. You may have to tell them some things that they just don't want to hear. It's okay for somebody to say, oh, man, you look good. Oh, man, you are good. Man, you are doing this, girl. You are doing it. It's okay to do that sometimes. But every now and then, you got to tell somebody you messed up. Every now and then, you need to tell them, hey, look, I understand what you were trying to do, but girl, you should not have done that. That's a bad move. That's not going to be good for your future. That's going to be good for now, but that's not going to be good for later. Sometimes you got to tell them now something that they don't want to hear. Sometimes you have to do that. I would rather somebody tell me, say, Ron, you messed up. You don't have to tell me that my car looks good. I know it. You don't have to tell me my suits lay good on me. I already know that. I bought them to lay on me. So you don't have to tell me that. But tell me that when I take the suit off, that Ron, you done messed up yourself. You've done something that God is not going to be pleased with. So help me to get better. That's what the kind of encouragement that I need. Ain't you looking for somebody that's going to encourage you that way? And stop telling you, girl, you look good. Girl, man, you look all right. I'm looking for somebody to tell me the truth. If you want to be encouraged. That's how you encourage somebody. Quit playing games with folk. They can't be encouraged on penny, patty, pat, pat, pat. You got to tell them the truth. Like I said, tell the truth and shame the devil. I promise you, if you tell them the truth, you'll shame the devil. And that's what it's designed for. That's what it's designed to do. I need to hear somebody tell me this. And know how to encourage somebody, tell them the truth. And I promise you, if you do that, they'll get better. If you do it from a godly perspective, don't come with them off the wall or what somebody told you or what somebody heard. You pray before you go to somebody. Ask God to give you wisdom. And if I'm coming to you now, if I come to you with something, you can best believe I done prayed about it before I got to you. Now, if you don't receive it, that's going to be your problem. We're going to talk about the ones that don't receive it in a minute. But I want you to understand that if I come to you, I'm coming to you with what God has already given me. And that means you've got to be connected to the one that gives the authority to speak in Satan's face and say, you are a liar and you are a deceiver. And you are messing up this person's life. You are sending them somewhere that they don't need to go. You are sending them somewhere. You are sending them straight to hell is where you're sending them. And you've got to help somebody get to God. That's what true encouragement is. Don't get it confused with compliments. I tell you, you look good. I mean, you look good. But I want to tell you something deeper. Because I know they're looking good, dressing up, and all that's needed. Not that day and in this day. Not in the days that we're living in. You better know that there's some stuff that's coming up on the horizon that's going to require somebody to tell the truth. And God is getting tired of the church sitting down and letting all this stuff go on that's going on. And you better believe what I'm saying. Satan is real. He's doing some stuff in this atmosphere. And God is allowing it to happen. And he's waiting on the church to stand up and tell the truth. And when will we stand up and be accounted for? We're the only voice that's not heard on the team. Can you believe that? Where's the encouragement when you turn on the tube? When? Even in the church, we got too many egos. Too many folks sitting in high places. Worried about what's going on in their house and not what's going on in the house. And the house belongs to the God. When? Try to encourage folk. We ain't no way gonna stand up. We, you have just as much authority from where you are sitting to encourage somebody to do better. If all of these folk who proclaim to be walkers in the Christ way would just take one day and declare the word of encouragement across this land. Don't you know Satan would have to run back to hell quick? If everybody, think about it, if I've got 600 sitting here, and there's millions and millions and millions of people that declare that God is, and if you just decide to say one day out of the year, at the same time, be encouraged. Take responsibility. I ain't putting it just on all of us. We're guilty of not encouraging people the right way. Because you can't get to true fulfillment if you don't encourage folk in the right way. So learn how to encourage people from the place that God has given you, and that's from the heart and from the truth. There's a bunch of distractions. But God is setting in our receiving encouragement. That brings on a whole other how to be encouraged. How do you encourage me? How to be encouraged. So if I'm sitting, I'm down in the dumps, whatever life has for me, and I'm sitting, and I'm in a place, you don't know where I am. Not just really be in position to receive. That's true. And all that you tried to do to try to encourage me, I still can't receive. How to be encouraged. Well, let's look at the scripture. Hebrews 3:13. This is what it says. Exalt one another daily. Is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Lest any one of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Some people have a hard time receiving encouragements, and it's because of where they are in their mind. If someone comes to you in effort to encourage you, and you don't or you cannot receive it, again, it's probably not where they are in their spirit, but it's where you are in your spirit. You can't receive encouragement because of what you are thinking about, because of what you are feeling, because of what you are going through. It's hard for you to receive it. And it may not be anything wrong with the person trying to encourage you, but it may be because you are carrying some baggage from somewhere else. The scripture suggests a hardening of the spirit. You receive. receive. You can't receive because you don't trust. You have become so hard and conditioned to things of what somebody did to you in your past that you cannot be encouraged by what somebody is telling you today. You have a problem with trusting somebody. And that's the real place to be sometimes, that you get so paranoid by stuff that has happened to you. So many people have disappointed you in your life, and then when they come to try, somebody come and try to encourage you, you can't receive it because I can't receive what you've given me because I'm still concerned about what happened to me last week or last year, what he did to me. How can you dare try to encourage me with all the stuff that I've gone through, all the stuff that I've been through? You don't really know me like you think you know me, but yet you're trying to encourage me. But listen, Colossians 4:8. Standard Version says, I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your heart. The person that's trying to encourage you may be on assignment from God. So you cannot negate the fact that somebody that comes to you may really be somebody who God sent to you to encourage you. You can't discount everybody that comes to you that tries to encourage you. I know that there's some that has to be tried and tested, but everybody, you can't let everybody just come through and don't realize that somebody is there to give you some words of encouragement. God said, I sent them there to encourage you. And I wouldn't take any chances. I would ask God that if somebody brought something to me, help me to receive it. Let me pray about what they have given to me. And if God shows it to me and lets me reaffirm that and confirm that, then I can say that this person came from God. Because you know when somebody comes to you trying to encourage you, that's not from God. Your spirit ought to convince you that this person is not of God. But do not discount the fact that God can send somebody in your path, even in the midst of your brokenness, that has the power and the authority to encourage you for a better day. Do you believe that? It takes a lot for people who to let themselves receive. It takes a lot. It takes a lot sometimes, especially when you think you know everybody. And you think you're so encouraged. But I'm inclined to tell you that God sends angels every day to try to encourage us. And that's why we come in. And unfortunately, Sunday mornings is supposed to be a day where you come to be encouraged. And that's what it's for. You come here weak, you come broken. But guess what? When I come here weak and broken, I need encouragement too. You understand what I'm saying? Because I can get back and bleed, I can break, I can hurt, my heart hurts, everything's going the same way. But God has assigned me to come to encourage you. So when someone comes, put your spirit into place, soften your spirit so that you can receive what God has for you. Because he has a word for encouragement. It just depends on where your mind is. If you come in here thinking about last night, you ain't going to receive no encouragement. But you got to come in here thinking about, for God so loved this world that he gave his son that I may have a right to encouragement. So know that God is sending somebody to encourage you. We owe you. First thing came to my mind when I thought about encouraging yourself was David. David was the brother who came to my mind. All that's a fail, and you have come to a place in your life where you can't give encouragement. You can't receive encouragement. David brings this story to my spirit is when David and his men were left, and left their family in Ziklag, and when they returned, only to return and realize that the Amalekites had invaded Ziklag and burned the city down and took their families and captured them. The Bible suggests at that point in time that David, when they arrived there, his men, they all was in distress. They weep, and they began to blame David. Because how can you have allowed this to happen? They have burned down the city. They have taken our family. Now here is David as well. His family has also been lost. His family also have been taken. So he's just as wounded as they are. But they blamed him because he was the one that was in charge. But oh, don't you know that sometimes situations are going to come in your life where people are going to blame you for everything. It could not have been your fault. You could have been riding somewhere, but they are going to blame you. So David felt that there was some blame.
yourself in the Lord. So there are some times in your life that when pains come and you just cannot give or receive, I'm here to point this to you that you've got to learn in this day that we walk by ourselves, that how to encourage yourself. Because I promise you, sometimes your neighbor, sometimes your friend, sometimes your husband, sometimes your wife are not going to have a word for you. You've got to learn how to encourage yourself. And the Bible suggests that David encouraged himself in the Lord. That's a big difference than trying to encourage yourself with things. He said he encouraged himself in the Lord. That means that goes somewhere deeper than anybody can give you. And the only thing I know, beloved, the only thing that I can say to you in this thing today, that if you want to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord, you're going to have to go to the Lord's Word. There ain't nothing else in this world that's going to do you any good other than the Word of God when it comes to trying to encourage yourself. And you better know where to go in the Word of God when you need to be encouraged for yourself. Because there are many times at night you cry all night by yourself. Can't call nobody, can't answer nobody. Nobody's around to pick up the phone. Your spouse is somewhere sleeping and you can't get them to wake up. But you're all alone by yourself. And the tears are rolling down your face. Where are you going to go when you can't go nowhere else? Who are you going to turn to when you can't turn nowhere else? You can't call nobody but the Lord. But I'm here to tell you that only Him can hear your cry. In the midnights of hours, God is your only one. You better go to His Word. The Bible says that in Psalms 119 and 14. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. I mean, I've got strength. I've got deliverance in the word of God. If you can't find it, there's Psalms 119 and 50. This is my comfort and my affliction. Your promise you have given to me is life. God promises you life, but you better go to his word. That's how you encourage yourself. Psalm 121 says, in my distress, I called unto you, Lord, and you heard me. Proverbs 18 and 10 said, the Lord is my strong tower. Where's the righteousness can I go to be saved? Psalm 31 and 24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord. Now, Isaiah 41 and 10. Do not be afraid, he says. I am your God. Let nothing terrify you. That's how you encourage yourself. Thou will keep you in perfect peace, all whom I say on thee. And just in case your Bible is not near you and you can't find the word to just utter in your spirit, you might need to do it with a song. Through many dangers, Paul is near. The Bible says, I've already come. Do you know what I'm saying? If that doesn't work, it was grace that brought me safe this far. And it was grace that would lead me home. That's encouraging. If that doesn't work, it said, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help that I know. If thou were to withdraw thyself from me, tell me, where else shall I go? You see, I'm trying to encourage myself. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word. The songwriter said, it sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Now, let me ask you something. When you're by yourself, what name do you want to call on? What name do you want to hear? Do you want to hear somebody talk about what Trump is doing? Or do you want to hear somebody say, Jesus is on the main line, and you can tell him what you want? What do you want to hear? When you are sitting in the midst of your sins and in the midst of your sorrow and you can't get a word nowhere, do you want to hear somebody say, this is what the preacher said? Or do you want to hear somebody say, Jesus lives that I might have life? Can you give God a hand clap of praise? Because every now and then you are going to have to encourage yourself. Stand on your feet if you will.